Before we get into the details of your latest study, let's start with the basics. What is the gut microbiome and what role does it play in human health?
So the gut microbiome is a community of bacteria. And well, we have bacteria living everywhere in our body, but the gut is a place where we have a large amounts of bacteria. And these bacteria living in our gut play important functions that help aid in our own health. So bacteria can help with our immune system development, help control inflammation or contribute to increased inflammation. And it's been linked with many health outcomes like obesity, type 2 diabetes, neurodevelopment. So we're just beginning to understand the role that the gut microbiome plays in human health.
Now, how does air pollution affect the gut microbiome?
Air pollution, we can inhale air pollution, particulate matter that's in our environment. And this particulate matter can reach our gut through inhalation and diffusion from our lungs, where then once in the gut, it can impact gut bacterial communities, which is what we hypothesize is happening. So it might, for example, disrupt some bacterial communities, making it less of a hospital environment for them to live in, or it might actually make it a better environment for certain bacteria to grow. So this is an area we're just beginning to understand.
How recent are the studies linking air quality to the bacteria in your gut? And how advanced is it?
So there's been some epidemiological work early on, probably around 2017, 2016, around that time, where they were linking just associational studies with increased air pollution exposure being linked with flare-ups of intestinal bowel disease or Crohn's disease. And so this is what really got me interested for the potential role that inhaled pollutants might have on our gut. And so following these studies, I conducted a small pilot study that looked at around 50 young adults from Southern California and just asked the question, is there any association between the air pollution that these young adults were exposed to and the bacteria that we saw in their gut? And so we found that near roadway air pollution exposure was associated with specific bacterial taxa that have been linked with obesity and type 2 diabetes. So to my knowledge, that was the first study specifically looking at air pollution and gut bacteria. Since then, there have been a few other studies looking at air pollution and the gut microbiome. And one study has found that bacteria in the gut may mediate the associations between air pollution and risk factors for type 2 diabetes, which was really interesting. And then since this time, we followed up our original work in that small sample, and we used better sequencing methods to be able to look at the bacteria living in the gut in a little bit more detail down to the species level. And we again found that ambient air pollution exposure was associated with gut bacteria in these young adults. These were also in Southern California, once again. And then given these findings, I understanding how important the gut microbiome is and early development, where the gut microbiome is rapidly developing within the first two to three years of life. I wanted to know whether we saw these associations even sooner than what we were seeing in young adults. And that's why we conducted this study where we looked at 6 months of age.
So let's get a bit more into the study on babies, right? You mentioned you had already established a certain degree of connection in young adults in that same area. And now this recent study looks at babies. These babies were from a study group of healthy mothers who had agreed to breastfeed their babies for at least 3 months. Were you surprised by the conclusions given the combination of seemingly favorable conditions?
Well, I'll just make a couple points of clarification. So the women that were recruited into this study were otherwise healthy, but they did have a range of body mass index. So some had overweight and some had obesity. So we had a range of pre-pregnancy body mass index in this cohort, and they indicated an intention to breastfeed for an extended period of time, which is why we recruited them into the cohort. Now, their particular characteristics didn't make me any more or less surprised regarding the associations that we observed in their babies at 6 months of age. And I think that's because we had already seen associations in young adults that were also relatively healthy as well with a range of body mass index. So I guess since we know the microbiome is developing in early life and there's just not a lot of bacteria early on because it's in the process of becoming populated with gut bacteria, that was one factor that made me a little bit more surprised that we saw association so early, because it wasn't like it was as diverse of a gut microbiome as we see in adulthood. But I think pretty much what we found is that these associations exist early in life and are consistent with some of the findings we saw in young adults.
And have you looked at how babies with perhaps low birth weight or babies who are formula fed have fared?
That is definitely a future area of investigation. We did not have many infants in this cohort that had a low birth weight. We actually recruited such that participants in this study were not born prematurely. So we don't really have the ability to look at that in this particular cohort, but I think that would be a very interesting question because we know babies that are born early develop differently in early life. We do have information regarding early life feeding practices, such as breastfeeding and introduction of solid food, as well as supplementing breastfeeding with formula. So this is something we intend to look at down the road. Is it potentially that those infants that are breastfed and breastfed longer might not show the same associations that we see with air pollution as infants that were not breastfed or breastfed for a shorter period of time? And this is something that I would hypothesize to be true, given that we know breast milk is an important pre and probiotic for the developing infant microbiome. So when I get asked, what is it exactly that we can do to help offset some of the potentially negative effects of environmental exposures on the developing microbiome, I think a smart move to do would be to continue to breastfeed as long as possible. And I know that that is difficult for some women, but if you have the ability to breastfeed, continue to do that would be a good call.
Finally, what can families in areas with routinely or seasonally poor air quality, like Denver Metro, do to minimize harm to themselves?
This is something I actually think of a lot about myself as well, because there are certain things that we can do to help protect our health, and there are certain things we can't control. We can't control fire season, and we get large amounts of particulate matter in the air outside of our homes, or if there happens to be just a really bad ozone day, which we suffer from a lot here in Colorado. Those are things that are beyond our control, but we can do things for our own personal environments that can help mitigate or decrease our exposures. And that can be simple things like looking at the air quality index before you go outside to exercise. So you try to pick times of the day also around, let's say, commuter traffic where you might get lower exposures. I think with COVID, we've all come to appreciate the importance of indoor air quality as well. So purchasing low-cost air filtration systems for your home that you can place in your room while you're sleeping at night could be a great way to also decrease exposures. And then there's things just like opening your windows if you're going to be cooking, avoiding secondhand smoke exposure. All of these are complex mixtures of inhaled pollutants that we know can have harmful effects on our health.
Tanya Alirete, is there anything else that you would like the listeners to know?
Yeah, I would like to say that this study looked at environmental exposures such as air pollution, and we think that these can play an important role in infant health. And results from this study suggest that that's possibly through impacts on the developing gut microbiome. But of course, more research is warranted. This is its first study of its kind. And I think overall, the study adds to the growing body of literature that air pollution exposure, even during infancy, may alter the gut microbiome, which we think has important implications for growth and development. And that's currently an area of investigation for our research.
Tanya Alderete is Assistant Professor of Integrative Physiology at CU Boulder and a leading researcher on the connection between air quality and the gut microbiome. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.